Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companion and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.
Amen.
Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about optimism, and the title of the class today, Optimism Can Make Miracles. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about optimism, the attitude to anticipate the best possible outcome in any situation. We are learning about optimism to prove the following facts. Number one, Islam is a religion calling for optimism through the verses of the Holy Quran and the life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accordingly, number two, believers must be optimistic, having good expectations from the Lord. That is to say, looking forward for a better future in this life and in the hereafter, inshallah. So, inshallah, in these classes, we will learn to appreciate the benefits of optimism, which cannot be overstated even by the optimist. That is to say, not only can optimism make you more successful, it can make you healthier. For example, a new study indicates that optimists are far more likely not to develop heart diseases. Okay? So if you are optimistic, inshallah, you will not have a less chance to have a heart disease, and you can live a generally more happy life than the pessimists. Pessimistic sports. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me tell you about the difference between those whom they are optimistic and those whom they are pessimistic.
Pessimistic.
Optimists are generally happier than pessimists.
Of course.
Yes, this is a quote. Pessimistic sports hero would say, five cars, I can't believe I have only five cars. While an optimistic military hero would say, five scars, I can't believe I have only five scars. Okay, clear? So, the one who is having, you know, the bad belief in this worldly life, okay, he is not happy even if he has five cars. But the one who is having the light vision, or who is always hoping for the good, is believing that five cars are nothing. He can have more and more. This is how the difference is very big between those whom they have optimism and those whom they are pessimistic. It is the optimistic attitude that brings confidence that, yes, there is always a flicker of light in the darkness. Yes, events will turn for my benefit. Yes, what I wanted can be always achieved. Yes, Allah will never burden me more than my scope. Yes, I am sure that every hardship will be my way to the following relief. Yes, I can again arise, and every time I fall. Yes, the Most Merciful will always shower me with His mercy and makes for me the best outlet from every trial. Yes, the future will be, inshallah, better than the past and the present. Yes, I can get benefit from my previous failures and turn them to series of success with the help of Allah. Let us agree that so long the worldly life is a test, accordingly, failure, we must accept failure as one of our life trials. Okay, this is a very important fact, sister, so that we can handle our life the right way. So long it is a test, so I must expect failure at any time. This is a fact which motivates the believer to be optimistic, having the correct attitude, never to despair, never to lose hope. This is the reality of being optimistic. Never, ever to despair, never to lose hope. Yes.
Could you please
repeat again statement regarding the reality of the worldly life? So long the worldly life is a test, as Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran, okay, accordingly, failure is one of our life trials. We must expect failure at any time because we are living a test. Okay, when you expect failure at any time, this will motivate you, okay, optimistic attitude. Never to despair, never to lose hope. Allah the Almighty taught us this fact in Surah number 15, verse number 56. This is a verse of the Quran which we must always remember, and we must always remind ourselves about this fact, that if I am a true believer in Allah, I must always have trust in Allah, never to lose hope in Allah, never to despair.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال ومن يقنط من رحمة ربه إلا الضالون.
Okay, then you can read it in English.
56. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He said, and who despairs of the mercy of his Lord except for those astray?
Okay, so actually, sister, this is the verse of the Holy Quran which is teaching us that as believers in the oneness of Allah, we are not supposed to despair of Allah's mercy, because this is the attitude of those who are not following the right path. Okay? So, inshallah, today we will learn about the optimistic attitude during the hardships and its great effect as a way to success. We will learn this from the stories of the prophets of Allah, as these stories are mentioned in the Holy Quran, number one, to teach us the reality of optimism and to motivate us to have the same attitude when we face any of our worldly life hardships. So now, inshallah, today, inshallah, we will learn about the optimism of Prophet Moses during his hardship, and we will learn a very important lesson for every one of us. We will start now by reciting from Surah Ash-Shura, Surah number 26. We will recite from verse number 52 to verse number 66. From verse number 52.
وأوحينا إلى موسى أسري بعبادي إنكم متبعون. فأرسل فرعون في المدائن حاشرين هؤلاء لشرذمة قليلون وإنهم لنا لغائظون وإنا لجميع حاذرون.
Just a minute. It is Surah Al-Shu'ara. I am sorry. You know? No, it is Surah number 26, which is Surah Al-Shu'ara. Al-Shu'ara. 26 Al-Shu'ara. Verse number 52 to verse number 66. It is chapter number 26. Surah number 26. Oh. This is the one. From verse, go ahead, Yaqan.
From 56.
52 to 66.
Okay,
go ahead.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأوحينا إلى موسى أن أسري بعبادي إنكم متبعون. فأرسل فرعون في المدائن حاشرين. إن هؤلاء لشرذمة قليلون. وإنهم لنا لغائظون. وَإِنَّا لَجَمِيعٌ حَاذِرُونَ فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ وَكُنُوزٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فَاتَّبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ قَالَ كَلَّا إن معي ربي سيهدين فأوحينا إلى موسى أن اضرب بعصاك البحر فانفلق فكان كل فرق قد طود العظيم وأزلفنا ثم الآخرين وأنجينا موسى ومن معه أجمعين ثم أغرقنا الآخرين إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And we inspire to Moses, travel by night with my servants, indeed you will be pursued. Then Pharaoh sent among the city's gatherers, and said, indeed, those are but a small band, and indeed they are enraging us, and indeed we are a cautious society. So we moved them from gardens and springs, and treasures, and honorable station. Thus, and we caused to inherit it the children of Israel. So they pursued them at sunrise. And when the two companies saw one another, the companions of Moses said, indeed, we are to be overtaken. Moses said, no, indeed, with me is my Lord. He will guide me. Then we inspired to Moses, strike with your staff the sea, and it parted, and each portion was like a great towering mountain. And we advanced thereto the others. And we saved Moses and those with him altogether, and we drowned the others.
Okay, thank you. So actually, sisters, this is the story of Prophet Moses, which we will learn from it the importance of being optimistic even in the very severe trials, so that inshallah Allah will shower you with his mercy and make for you an outlet in the proper time. Now let us know the details of the story so that inshallah we can feel the feelings of Prophet Moses during this great hardship, and we can feel the relief of Allah which he sent to him in spite of being in a very difficult situation. Actually, Allah the Almighty instructed Prophet Moses to leave Egypt with his people, escaping the bad treatment of Pharaoh, and his people. As that tyrant Pharaoh wanted to kill Prophet Moses, as Prophet Moses called the people to worship God and not to worship Pharaoh. Okay? So Allah the Almighty instructed Prophet Moses to leave Egypt. They were instructed, he and his people, to start their flight by night after making all the necessary preparations. Allah also told the Prophet Moses that Pharaoh and his host would follow them. Allah further commanded Prophet Moses to lead his people to the sea. Pharaoh soon learned about the escape of Prophet Moses and his people, so he immediately ordered full mobilization of his troops, sending officials to other cities, hoping to catch up with Prophet Moses and his people and undermine their efforts. Little did he realize that the plan he wanted to stop was Allah's own. This is, sisters, the most important facts which Allah is sending for us, the stories of the Quran, the stories in the Holy Quran. It is not to know about who is the one and what was going on. It is the wisdom behind the story. Is the wisdom to feel the power of Allah regarding how he is planning the life and how he is controlling the events in the time which Allah, according to his wisdom, knows that this is the best time for any action to be done by Allah, through Allah, by the soldiers of Allah. This is the goal of the stories, to feel Allah, to feel his power, to feel his mercy, to feel his control of the life, so that you will be always connected with the source of the power, Allah the Almighty. Pharaoh was trying all the best, all the means, but he doesn't know that he is trying a plan against the one who is controlling him and the whole life, Allah the Almighty. So in the morning, Moses and his people find themselves close to the sea without any boats which they can use to cross the sea. They couldn't cross on foot, and they lacked the means to defend themselves. So Now I want you, sisters, to imagine the situation. Allah the Almighty commanded Prophet Musa to leave with his people, and Allah guided him to the sea. Okay, so he followed the plan of Allah, and he moved to the sea. But when he arrived to the sea, there were no boats, and he cannot cross the sea by foot. So what is the solution now? Okay, this is a difficult situation, but the situation became more complicated because Pharaoh and his army were approaching with his soldiers fully equipped, confident of their victory and intent on showing no mercy. You know, sister, this is how the situation was very difficult, and we must always feel the depth of the situation so that we can feel how the hardship was very severe. You know, Prophet Moses is standing in front of the sea with his people around him, and there are no boats, there is no way to cross the sea, and if you look to the back, Pharaoh's approaching with all his people fully equipped and with an attitude not to show any mercy. Okay? So all indications suggested a final tragedy for the small group with Moses. There was no escape, for the sea was ahead and the enemy to the back. Okay, sisters, and you try to imagine this situation so that whenever you face any hardship in your life, try to compare your hardship with the hardship of Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa was a prophet. He was a messenger. He had a message. He wants to convey the message. But now he is in front of the sea with the small group of people believing in his message, and the enemy is in the back, and they are about to be vanished. They will be killed, and the message will disappear, and everything will end. But, oh Allah, this was your plan, and you are the one who guided me to the sea. And you are the one who allowed Pharaoh to know where we are and to follow us. So what we can do now? This is the situation which every one of us is facing when we are facing hardships. You always feel that all the ways are closed. There is no outlet for my problem. What can I do? This is the reason behind the feeling of internal darkness, because all the doors are closed. This is exactly what Prophet Musa was feeling and his people. Accordingly, his people started to cry out, "We shall certainly be overtaken." Okay, this is the normal response of a normal human being. Okay, it was the time of great stress to the believers with Moses. It looked as if in just a few minutes they would certainly be overtaken. You know, the scene is about to be ended quickly. They were sure there is no escape. There is no way to escape. Okay? Prophet Moses, who had received Allah's revelation, doesn't entertain any such doubt. He didn't feel any of that doubt. He has full hope and trust in Allah, believing that Allah's help will come soon. And you know, sisters, while I am mentioning to you these facts which Prophet Musa lived, okay, or had lived, you must try to learn the lesson from the verses of the Holy Quran. While you are in the middle of any hardship, when you feel that there is no outlet, at that exact moment, when you feel that, you know, there is no escape at all from the hardship, at that moment, you must immediately connect with Allah with full hope and with full trust that Allah will make for me an outlet soon, now, in that second. In a second, I will be saved, I am sure. This is the optimistic attitude of the true believer who is having the good expectations from Allah even in the middle of the very tough hardship. Okay? Prophet Musa was sure that Allah will save him. Why he was sure? Because he had the good expectations from Allah the Almighty. In spite of the fact he doesn't know how he will be saved, Okay, because there is no way. It looked that it is all the ways are blocked for the escape. But in spite of this very difficult situation, he was still very optimistic, and he was still expecting the victory from Allah, the Almighty, and he was still sure that an outlet will be around soon. He was certain that Allah will guide him. So he replied to his people. When his people told him, we shall be overtaken, what was his reply? No, indeed, my Lord is with me and he will guide me. This is actually the verse of the Quran which we will memorize for this week, because every week we are memorizing one of the verses of the Quran which can help us to be optimistic during the time of hardship. This is the verse of the Quran. I will explain it to you in detail after we will learn the rest of the story of Prophet Moses. So Prophet Musa said no to his people. Indeed, he is sure, my Lord is with me and he will guide me. This means that we will not be overtaken. We will, inshallah, there will be, an outlet for us. Allah will guide us, and I am sure. At that moment, when Prophet Moses proved his good expectations from Allah, it was that Allah the Almighty guided him, okay? Allah the Almighty guided him to strike the sea with his stick. You know, he was never aware of how he will be out of this problem, okay? He was never aware that it may be something very simple. Very simple, just to strike the sea with the stick, okay? Immediately, a miracle was enacted, and Moses and his people looked on a passageway of dry land opened for them. Allah the Almighty opened for them a dry land for them between the two waters of the sea. Try, sisters, to imagine how the mercy of Allah is so great, and how the mercy of Allah is so close to every one of us. Just we need to have the belief that Allah will save us. Just we need to have the good expectation from Allah. Never ever to lose the hope that Allah will help me in any hardship, during any trial. Okay? If you have this feeling, inshallah, be sure that Allah will make for you an outlet as he made for Prophet Moses, and he made it for you very simply. Just he strike the sea, Allah opened for him a passage of dry land between the two waters of the sea, which stood still on both sides of the passage like two great mountains. Allah opened the sea. Okay, and the water of the sea was on both sides like great mountains. In between these two great mountains of the water, there was a land, a passage of land for Prophet Moses to move on so that they can move to the other side of the sea. They can cross on it. Moses' people rushed to cross over. Pharaoh and his people stood there, overwhelmed at this great event. After a long while of watching in utter amazement, Pharaoh ordered his soldiers to move and to follow Prophet Moses. So what Allah did at that moment, okay? As Moses' people were coming out at the other end of that road, Pharaoh and his host were walking in between the two great mountains of water, drawing ever nearer to their deaths. Okay, this is what Allah mentioned in verse 64 and 66. We will recite them again. 64, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah said, and we advanced there to the others, and we saved Moses and those with him all together, and we drowned the others all together. Sisters, you know, this is how Allah the Almighty is teaching us about his power, about his mercy, about how he is very close to the true believers, how we must be having all the time the good expectations from Allah so long we are true believers in His oneness. This story is a great sign for mankind. Do many people believe in it? Let us analyze these great events so that we can benefit of the lessons in our daily life. It was never for Prophet Musa to believe that their escape from Pharaoh and his people will lead them to this great tragedy when they face the sea in front of them and the enemy in their back. When we will revise the story from the start, sisters, and this is what is happening in our worldly life. If I am in the middle of any tragedy or I have any hardship, okay, at the beginning, we always have an optimistic attitude. At the beginning, for short time, Allah will save me, Allah will help me, Allah will take care of me. I am sure, okay? But after some time, we start to lose the hope. What happened to Prophet Musa? Prophet Musa, Allah sent him to the sea from the beginning. So he was not expecting that to solve the problem with Pharaoh, who was planning to kill him, that Allah will send him to the sea. What is the meaning of this? Allah is guiding me to the sea, and the Pharaoh and his people will follow me, so Allah is sending me to death. You see, sister, this is what is happening in our worldly life. When the events are not as we expect, we start to feel that, you see, this is what Allah is planning for me. Total destruction. Total, yes, total destruction. Expected. Expected from the Almighty. Okay? But this was not the reality. This was not the reality. Whatever we believe that it is a tragedy, it is always the opposite. But we don't have wisdom. We don't know the plans of Allah. And in reality, sisters, we are not having the full trust in Allah's mercy. Okay? There were no chances of hope, as the way to escape was the way to death. And it was actually, the way to escape was blocked either side, either way, by the sea and the enemies. Okay? Prophet Musa proved his true belief and trust in Allah and his good expectation from Allah. This is the lesson of the classes of optimism which we are learning. You must show and send the message to Allah that, oh Allah, I am optimistic. Oh Allah, I have the good expectation in you even in the middle of the darkness of my hardship. This is the most important, sister. Your belief in Allah is the solution for, is the outlet for your hardship. If you are looking for an outlet, if you are looking for a solution, check your belief in Allah. If you are having the full trust that Allah will save me, I am sure 100%. But Mona, there is no outlet. Mona, everything is against you. Mona, you will be destroyed in a second. You must say, no, never. I am sure Allah is with me. Allah will take care of me. I am still optimistic in Allah. I have the best expectations in Allah. The second you send this message to Allah, the Almighty, the next second, Allah will shower you with His mercy in a way which you never expect. This is, sister, the reality of the belief in the oneness of Allah. This is the reality of the connection with Allah. This is the reality of being sincere with Allah, that Allah will never leave you alone. Allah will never leave you to be destroyed or to lose your trust in Him. But the most important is to show Him in reality that, oh Allah, so long you are with me, I will be saved. How? When? By any way? I don't know, and I am not interested. But I am interested that you will be with me and you will take care of me. I am optimistic to the last point. I am optimistic until you will find for me a solution. I will never lose the hope, oh Allah. This is the message which Allah is looking forward from every one of us when we are subjected to hardship, sister. Only this is the goal of any hardship, to prove your reality and to prove your degree, the level of your belief in Allah. Are you a true believer? Are you sure that Allah is the all-powerful? Are you sure that Allah is the most merciful? If you are sure, you will be saved. If you are not saved, it is not the problem of Allah. It is the problem of your belief in Allah. You are not clear regarding your belief in Allah. So Allah the most powerful guided Prophet Musa to strike the sea with his staff so that a passage will be opened for them. This is Allah's will, this is Allah's power. Okay, so now sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, let us again revise the law of optimism which we learned last week. Because that law of optimism is the law which we will follow in all our classes to learn about optimism and to have an optimistic view regarding the worldly life even in the middle of any hardship. Again, sisters, you need to be optimistic not during the easy time of your life. You need to be optimistic during the hardships of your life. Okay, this is the time when you need the optimism. Okay, so long I need the optimism during the time of hardship, I must learn the law of optimism in Islam, which we mentioned last week. That law is based on al-hadith of Qudsi of Allah, which we mentioned last week, and I will repeat it, and I will keep on repeating it in every class after we will learn about a story from the Quran or from the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or a true story in our worldly life relating to optimism, so that you will be, sister, by time believing in reality in that law, and you will be always living your life with the best expectations from Allah during any hardship. In that hadith Qudsi, Allah the Almighty said, I am up to the expectation of my servant. So it is up to you. Okay, if he, the servant, expected that I, Allah, will give him a good, then this is what I will give him. So it is up to you. If you expect good, Allah will save me, Allah will take care of me, Allah will make for me an outlet, Allah will give me victory, Allah will compensate for me, Allah will give you that. But if you expect that Allah will give you bad, it is the failure, it is the destruction, it is the loss, as usual, okay, then this will be what you will be given from Allah. So it is up to you. So it is up to your expectation. Because most of the human beings, they understand, the facts of the worldly life in the opposite direction. Okay, I am having a lot of failure because of Allah. I am not having a good family life because of Allah. I am not, I don't have a good job because of Allah. My life is a disaster because of Allah. Yes, everything because of Allah. Yes, in reality, this is the, this is what is in the depths of the spirit. Everyone is saying from the tongue, Allah is good, I love Allah, I am a true believer. But when you look, but when the problems will touch, Allah said in the Holy Quran, when they are touched with the harm, they start to feel despair from Allah's mercy completely. He never showed me any mercy. He is always against me. I am the most miserable human being on the earth. Okay?
There are things that happen that can happen to young kids to that are not even conscious yet. They are very, very difficult.
Yes.
And it's not because of them.
Yes.
How can we explain that?
You explain that. I'll tell you, okay. You know, in this life, okay, there are some events, okay, which you cannot know the wisdom behind it. Okay? And so long life is a test, so you must expect that there will be some hardship in your life. Okay? And up to our knowledge as human being, we will not find any explanation for that. Okay? But this is the test of the belief in Allah. When you believe that Allah is planning everything for the best of the human being, you accept that event, even if it is bad. And you wait that Allah, inshallah, one day will give you the answer for that bad event. Keeping in mind that all the time, time you have the full trust in Allah's mercy. Yes, this is the issue. You know, the most important in your relation with Allah is that to have a correct relation with Allah. Those whom they are not happy with Allah's decree, those whom they don't follow the rules of Allah, those whom their belief is very weak, Allah will never clarify to them His wisdom. But will clarify His wisdom to those whom they never show any, despair from Allah's mercy. Those whom they are true believers. Those whom they never feel that why Allah is giving me any hard time. When you connect with Allah and you know who is Allah in reality, you will feel that in this life I have only Allah. That's it. If you have Allah, you have everything. If you lose Allah, you lose everything. So when you appreciate being a servant to Allah and that Allah, the All-Powerful, is taking care of you, you will never question Him. Because you need Him to be to your side all the time. Okay? And when you will never question Him, and when you will be patient with His decree, and when you will be thankful always for what He is giving you, at a time, He will clarify to you everything. Okay? But keep in mind not to lose the track with Allah for any bad event in your life. And always have a connection with Allah. Always have a dialogue with Allah. When you are praying, when you are in the sujood, down, okay, prostrating, say to Allah, "Oh Allah, this event happened to me. This accident happened to me. I was not aware why this is happening to me. I leave it to you. And I am sure that you are planning for me the good. Oh Allah, help me, support me, and one day clarify to me why I was exposed to that problem. And I am sure that you will compensate me for all what happened to me." If you keep this conversation with Allah all the time, be sure that inshallah Allah will make miracles in your life. Inshallah. Sisters, if we try to apply the law of, which I call it actually, this is my statement, the law of optimism in Islam, this hadith Qudsi, okay, if we try to apply it to the story of Prophet Moses, okay, it was the good expectation of Prophet Moses from his Lord that Allah will save him. When he said to his people, when they told him, we are sure that we will be overtaken, he said, what? No! Never! Nay! It! You see, sister, these two strong words are the proof how he is sure that Allah will help him, how he is keeping the good expectations of Allah, in spite of the fact, sisters, if you try to imagine the hardship of Prophet Moses, one standing in front of the big sea, and the enemies are approaching. How come at that second he can say, no, nay, I am sure, Allah is with me, Allah will guide me. Okay, this you can say it from the true belief in your spirit, from the good expectations. Prophet Moses was not aware of the surroundings. Prophet Moses was connected with Allah's mercy. This connection with Allah's mercy will be the source of the good expectation, even in the middle of any very heavy or very bad event which we all face in your life. So whenever you face a hardship, try to forget about it. Try to connect with Allah. Try to keep the good expectations in Allah. Try not to, analyze the hardship. Because if you analyze the hardship according to the human being's wisdom, you will not find any outlet. There is no outlet at all. If I analyze it, it is very big. It is in all directions. A lot of people are in the problem and I am alone. I will be taken 100%. But if you connect with Allah, if you have the good expectation that Allah is making outlets which we never expect, and the solution is always very close to you. Inshallah, you will be always having the good expectation which you expect from Allah, as it happened with Prophet Musa. This is a reality. What happened to Prophet Musa was a reality. A reality which was not expected, even imagined. A reality which only Allah can make. A reality which not only saved the Prophet Musa and his people, but it also put an end to the tyrant and his followers. And sisters, this is the fact. Prophet Musa was looking for an outlet for him and his people only. He wants to escape. He was not looking for Pharaoh and his people to be killed or to die. But Allah the Almighty, out of his mercy, out of his wisdom, he made for Prophet Musa two goals for him to be a reality. Number one, he is saved. Number two, Pharaoh and his people to death. Okay, so this is will make us always to feel that when I expect good from Allah, Allah will give me more than what I am looking for. If I am looking for to have a baby, Allah will give me a baby, and Allah will give me maybe two babies. If I am looking for a car, Allah, small car. Oh Allah, I want only a small car. A small car, Allah will give you Mercedes car. Yes, this is Allah, the Almighty, just has the good expectations in Him. I want to marry a man, you know, anything, a man, just a man. Allah will give you an excellent husband. This is Allah, the Almighty, sister. This is the mercy. When you are connected with Allah, the Almighty, you will always feel that Allah can do everything. Allah can give everything. Allah can make an outlet which we never expect. So actually, sister, this is a reality which we all need to reflect on it, so that we can be sure that Allah the Almighty, the most powerful, the most merciful, Allah is the rich, Allah is the giver, can make an outlet to every one of us in the middle of the worst hardships on one condition. There is one condition to have all what you are looking for when you expect the good from Allah, even you are when you are living the worst hardship, a reality which we all need to remember during the hardship, the difficult time of our life. Today, inshallah, and this week, inshallah, we will memorize this verse of the Quran. Indeed, with me is my Lord, He will guide me. Sisters, I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Forget about the worldly life. This is how you feel the Quran. This is how you feel the power of Allah, the mercy of Allah. This is how you connect. Take some time for your mental peace. Forget about any hardship, any power on the earth. Connect with the All-Powerful and say to Him from your heart, not from your tongue. Okay, I will say it 5 times. I want you to say it from your heart 5 times after me. I want you, when you are at home, at any time, when you feel lonely, when you feel depressed, when you are helpless, you feel helpless, just connect with Allah, close your eyes, say to Him these words, and be sure, inshallah, that Allah will make for you an outlet which you never imagined. So I will say it now, and inshallah you say it after me. Indeed, with me is my Lord. All of us sisters together. Indeed, with me is my Lord. He will guide me. Indeed, with me is my Lord. He will guide me. Indeed, with me is my Lord. He will guide me. Indeed, with me is my Lord. He will guide me. Say it from your heart. Say it from your heart. Indeed, with me is my Lord, He will guide me. Indeed, with me is my Lord, He will guide me. Indeed, with me is my Lord, He will guide me. Indeed, with me is my Lord, He will guide me. Inshallah, Allah will make for all of us an outlet from all our hardships. And inshallah, now we will make the dua and we will continue next week. La rahman al rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your disgrace. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.